Live at Sea Sun, you know, thank you. Live at Sea Sun 2010. This is Michael Off. And I caught up with Christian here from Enable Mart, and we're going to talk about some new stuff that you have. We spoke with Michelle back at ATIA, but we'll find out from your perspective kind of what's hot right now, what's selling, and what things people are calling for. And so what are you showing here? What are things people coming up and inquiring as they made it to Sea Sun this year?
Well, we've got the Maggie, which we really like. It's a new product by Burley, and it's got a really good price point. It's at $198,
and that is a magnifier, right?
Yeah, it's a very small magnifier. It's a portable magnifier. I think the screen is about 4 inches wide, and it actually comes in different colors, and it's got a really smooth, nice design. So I really like its design. It's one of the products that actually it's designed to be cool, so to speak.
Does it have any storage capabilities or zooming capabilities, or what is it best used for?
It's best use would be to try to replace your standard glass magnifier. You can take a snap picture. You can't do much with it, so you can save it. As far as magnification, you won't do that. So very basic in terms of what it does, but it's got really good crisp image in my opinion. I like that, and again, price point at $198 is pretty good for our industry.
Okay, what else are we showing?
We've been having a lot of success lately with the Daisy players, both from Humanware, the Victorita Stream. That's always a good popular product since it's been introduced, and from HIMS, we've got the BookSense. That's been a really hot product for us through the last 6 months to a year.
And I guess for partials, the new forthcoming BookSense DS, right?
DS is out. I just got to see it today. It's really light. I was kind of amazed by its weight or lack of it. It's really feather light, and it does have the display on it. I haven't had the chance to quite play around with it, but knowing the BookSense, it probably should be a good product too.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll do well for folks. And what else do you have here?
Another product that I'm looking forward to getting my hands on too from HIMS is they've got a new what's the name of that product?
VoiceSense.
They've got the new VoiceSense. Yeah, they got a QWERTY VoiceSense, and that's another
with a screen on it, right?
Yeah, with a screen on it, and another eye pleasing design. I really like their designs in terms of they actually look cool, so to speak. The kind of product that you know reminds you of an iPhone, like type of product that people would like to be seen with and use.
That's a very good point, because that's something that Mike Calvo and I discussed, is that, you know, we could feel comfortable being seen with this. I remember showing the Victor to my coworker, because someone said, "Oh, it's nice, it's sexy," and she's looking at it like, "Okay, that's cool," because you know there's no screen, so. It in that sense makes it a proprietary product, but people are still buying the Victor. So with all these, there was always a concern with all these different players, would someone be hurt? But you think people are still like the Victor, or they do their research and they decide, or maybe that's they know someone and that's the one that they have, or
yeah.
So they're still selling.
They're still selling, yeah. And the Victor Reader Steam, you know, it's been popular, and Humanware has the pedigree and the brand recognition where folks will always feel like they can't go wrong with that product, and it's a good solid product. And then, like you said, you got the HIMS products too. They're also pretty cool, and I like their design quite a lot. And they've got the added features that some of the other players haven't caught up with yet.
Well, very good. What else do you want to talk about here that you're showing, or that people are really interested in right now? I know you have a variety of different products, but those would be the latest, greatest innovations, the ones that people...
Yes, that, and we've got a new Lucky Plus. The new Lucky Plus has been released, and we have that here as well. It will be at the same price point as the standard Lucky, so they haven't changed the price point.
Okay, so for those like myself not familiar with that product, just briefly describe it.
So basically, it's a handheld magnifier, but it's got you're holding it, kind of like a glass magnifier, and it actually has a really crisp image. I personally think it's one of the crisper ones out there, and it's got a really nice crisp image, really nice bright screen, and now actually you can increase and decrease magnification with it, and again, price point is sub $500.
Can you store on that? Like some people like that for restaurants or to capture an image and then look at it later. Can you do that?
You can capture the image. You have to use it right there, right now.
Okay, right.
So you can't save it. Like the, you know how the Duo allows you to save those
right,
images.
Right.
Yes, it will not do that for you. But really, really portable, and it it can be used in a variety of places because it's pretty portable and really crisp image. I like that about it. It's really vibrant, crisp image.
Okay, very good. Well, why don't you give the website and phone number so folks who would like to contact Enable Mart about any of your products or just browse your catalog online?
Yeah, the website is enablemart.com, and we actually, we're doing a lot of new things in there. Actually, folks can come on and leave reviews. So if there's any product, regardless of whether you bought it from us or not from us, if you'd like to go over there and leave a review for it, we'll love it. We just added that feature on the website where you can leave reviews, so we think that's going to help folks in our industry just kind of navigate through the wealth of products available. And we'd love to basically get some feedback there. We'll publish them. And then the phone number is toll-free, 888-640-1999.
That's actually a great idea. I do that myself. I read reviews from individuals. You know, assuming that there's no real censorship, I mean, that even negative comments are posted so that people can, you know, evaluate that comment for what it is.
Correct.
And the person, their ability to write and articulate their thoughts. And, but very good, Christian. I thank you for sharing with us the latest good stuff. Check it out at enablemart.com. Live at CSUN 2010 for Samnet Radio, as well as the SaralTalk.com blog and podcast. This is Michael Loff.